Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP.
I'm here today with my two colleagues from Work-Life Connections, EAP, Ellen Clark and Chad Buck, and we're here to talk about dealing with the family stresses of the holidays. Ellen, Chad, we're headed into the holiday season, and it's going to be one of those times. There'll be a lot of joy, there'll be a lot of happiness, there'll be a lot of stress. What can I do about that?
I think there is things that you can think about to kind of manage the stress, because if you manage the stress, it'll really help in regards to all family relationship issues over the holidays. Knowing your limits in terms of time, money, and setting limits on yourself to manage those issues will help get you through the holidays in better shape.
Planning, keeping track of just what do I have available to spend, that sort of thing, seeing my limits.
Right, and your time and your energy limits. I mean, most people work, you have children, you're extended anyway, and then you have the holidays superimposed on that, and it can be overwhelming for a lot of people. So thinking, well, you know, what limits do I need to set on my time and what we do over the holidays to, you know, beef up the meaning of the holidays and what people enjoy, but then eliminating the parts that are draining, that are stressful and don't add to it.
Chad?
I think on the other side of that, with just managing the interpersonal nature of a lot of conflicts that can come up, even in the healthiest of families, there can be disagreements. People get really stressed and then they snap or say the wrong thing in front of the wrong relative. There's just lots of things that can happen interpersonally. And in some ways, we all know our family. So if we can go in with an expectation of what we know can happen within that family dynamic and what we can do to take care of ourselves if things we don't like occur, then we're less likely to get involved in the stress. If we plan ahead, then we aren't caught in the middle and then have to try to respond in that moment.
So if I know that Uncle Jake there is always going to start singing his songs and go off key and whatnot, if I choose to not react to him, am I going to be better off? Or can I just acknowledge that I'm going to react but not do any behavior? Will that help in some way?
It's always important to acknowledge what you're feeling. And so if you feel aggravated or annoyed or just irritated by a family member, then you need to be able to feel that. But you may not express that in that moment. You might consider what would be the other ways that I can express this that's not going to damage the relationship or cause more conflict. So it might be writing about it in a journal. It might be talking about it with a loved one that you trust and feel comfortable with. Usually if there's a relative that causes that much tension, there's another relative who feels the same way you do, and you can usually go and talk to them about it.
Teamwork, right?
Yeah.
But we're not going to gang up on Uncle Jake.
No, of course not.
We can't change Uncle Jake. We just have to kind of...
We accept what Uncle Jake is like, and then we deal with our own responses.
Another part of that is what your power is over the holidays in terms of what you can change and what you can't. As Chad just said, you know, you're not going to change Uncle Jake. But you can kind of change maybe your exposure to Uncle Jake. Something I like to share is that sometimes family members are like cheesecake. If you have one bite, it tastes great. But when you eat the whole piece, you don't feel so good. And so maybe Uncle Jake, you can only take in one bite. And so, you know, just keeping your exposure to Uncle Jake a little bit contained might be helpful.
What about if I'm a grandparent and suddenly I've got 15 grandkids in the house?
And that's really hard. And I've heard that a lot from clients, that they go to spend holidays with their kids, with the in-laws, and they want them to come, and they love the children, but they're not used to that commotion in their house. And it causes a lot of problems and friction and boundary issues. And so sometimes thinking, well, you know, maybe it's just not the best to stay with the in-laws. Maybe go stay in a hotel with a pool and then go visit the in-laws. And that kind of helps everybody get through the holiday better.
And if you know that you're a person who tends to get overwhelmed when there's lots of stuff going on, lots of commotion, you want to build in time when you can go and take time to yourself. You know, just getting some time away or go for a drive, something that kind of gives you a break from what the chaos might feel like for you.
Absolutely. And for families that have children, you know, for the kids to have an outlet to blow off the steam, like if they're able to swim or go to a gym or do something where they're not always in the environment where it feels overwhelming to maybe older people that aren't used to that commotion.
So it sounds like a lot of planning that goes into this, too, just sort of thinking ahead and deciding, you know, this can be a problem, this has been a problem. What sort of, you know, thinking outside the box changes can we make to give ourselves a way out of that?
Exactly, because I think we get stuck into patterns at the holidays that we feel we always have to do it the same way. You know, well, it's our tradition. We always do it this way. But we always do have the opportunity to reinvent the holiday to make it work better. And, you know, as our families change over time, the needs of the family changes. And so being open to changing it to better accommodate people is important.
I was just thinking about how, for some people, you can't just get away
right.
from the environment you're in, and there may not be options. A lot of us travel to someone's home and then we don't have our own car because we've been picked up at the airport and we can't really go very far, other than being able to maybe take a walk outside or something, practicing some relaxation exercises in the moment can be useful. Doing some deep breathing, even a really heavy sigh, can help you feel a little less stressed out. Doing some visualization exercises where you focus on your happy place or something like that. I mean, we joke about that, but in some ways it actually can be useful. But just having your own repertoire of coping mechanisms that help you stay connected but give you enough distance that you're able to function and be happy and have a good time.
And the other thing, to add on to what Chad's just said, is to be careful about overindulgences, whether food or alcohol, because those things usually don't benefit family relationships. So trying to do those things in moderation.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Ellen, for joining me today.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.